Padres and Nats, second of three in our nation's capital. It would be a presidential performance for Steven Strasburg. We pick up his day in the third.
Bolts him with a fastball at 96. Solarte can't believe it. And Steven Strasburg has five strikeouts. Swing and a miss on a heater. So second time around, it's all the express here. Bang goes the heater, 97. Strasburg strikes out the side. Seven Ks out of nine outs so far. Harper, that ball was on the ground, and for some reason, Solarte threw home. The Nats take the lead. That was a pretty good read by Steven Strasburg because that ball was close to being caught in the air. Andy Green wants to know if his guy did catch it in the air, and he did not.
He can't challenge it. It's in front of the umpires. It's not reviewable.
Swing and a miss. Number 12. 0-2 pitch. Off speed. Strikeout number 13. Strasburg has 13 right now. Make it another one. Six innings. 14 strikeouts. It's a whiff of a weekend here in Washington, D.C.
Pitch to Taylor. Swinging a high drive left center field. This one's way back. It may go, and it's gone. Michael Taylor does it again. He's homered in both games in the series. He gives Strasburg some insurance with home run number four. Nationals 3, Padres nothing.
Swing and a miss. Steven Strasburg with 15. He didn't need the force to be with him today.
It's a new career high for Strasburg, who punches out 15 as the Nats cruise to a 3-0 victory. Their pitching has allowed just one run in the first two games of this series. Washington has now won 5 of their last 6. Chris Spire continues to be the beneficiary of outstanding starting pitching. This time, Steven Strasburg carrying the Nats to a victory on Saturday. Here's the fill-in skipper talking to the media after the game.
Yeah, I mean, again, you know, it was... You know, again, you got Scherzer the night before, and now you got Strasburg coming in and doing what he did. And, you know, I know when you have those types of combinations, they feed off each other. You know, there's a little competitiveness within the starting pitchers that is very healthy. You know, somebody comes in and throws well, the next guy wants to throw well, too. So it's, you know, it's a win-win for us. Well, yeah, I mean, when you can throw 95, you know, as a hitter, you gotta protect against the fastball. But he had the last two outings, he's had his curveball working really, really well. And so it's, like I said, good luck, you know, as a hitter. That's not easy.
What, if anything, have you seen kind of working for Michael Taylor in the place to have his chance again?
Well, I think, you know, it's a combination. You know, he's got some confidence that's big. You know, pitch selection is huge. And I think the one thing is that he's being aggressive. You know, he's got ability. And as we've seen lately, you know, he's done a phenomenal job. And but I think the aggressiveness is key for him.
The series concludes Sunday. Yolis Chacin on the mound for the Padres against Joe Ross for the Nats.